Welcome to the Lacrosse Show on AM 1230, Fox Sports Radio. It's powered by the Ohio Machine, Oil Up Columbus, and Midwest Lacrosse. And now your hosts, Coach Billy Taylor and Sean Ryan.
You know your bracket's busted, so you might as well join Sean, Tornado, and myself and talk some lacrosse for the next hour. Good Saturday morning to you. This is the Lacrosse Show. I'm Coach Billy Taylor, and the guy sitting to my left knows more about lacrosse than most people I know, even though he was on the dark side at one time, Sean Ryan. Coach, how are you, brother?
Good morning, Coach. It's a beautiful day in Columbus, Ohio. High school ball starts this week as far as games, so today's the last day to get those scrimmages in and kind of for the coaches kind of iron out where people are, trying to see if we can put round pieces into square pieces.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting high school season this year, I think. I think over the years, you know, the distance between the top and everybody else has kind of shrunk. It's shrinking as kids are playing the game younger and younger all over the city. I mean, and I, you know, your old stomping grounds is a clear indication of that. Delaware, you know, I mean, what we were talking about off the air before we came on this morning about that team. I'm just amazed that the progress that program's made in such a short time.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's a community effort, and that's one of the big things, is that when you do start the youth league programs, you have the right people in place that are teachers as far as teaching the game, not just kind of blowing a whistle, go out there and figure it out for yourself. You're going to get that development in the right direction. And, you know, the Delaware program's been around for, you know, I think it was 2013, that senior class was the class that started when they were fifth graders. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden this year's senior class, I mean, they've been through the system since fifth grade on as far as, you know, playing lacrosse. So that's something that's really good to kind of see. And, you know, with the growth of the game in the area, you're seeing a lot of coaches that played at the high school level, at the college level. They're coming back to their communities, and that's what it's about. It's about giving back to the game, allowing that growth, because that's one of the big things. And so, you know, it's going to be a great thing. We'll see what happens here in the next week or so with, you know, the season starting up and people trying to figure each other out.
There's no doubt about that. You know, one thing I was looking at this morning while I was having my morning coffee, I was looking at Syracuse and their schedule. They're 9-0. They've got six games left on their schedule, and we're on the 21st of March.
Yeah, I mean, the huge game tomorrow against Duke, it's going to be a great test. I mean, you got Myles Jones. The Duke midfield is loaded. You know, that's been one of the areas where I think teams have taken advantage of Syracuse, you know, a little bit, is their defensive middie. But it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be an early indication. What I really like about the ACC, and we're seeing this, is that tournament that they have in Pennsylvania is unbelievable. And, you know, you're going to look at it this year right now. I mean, you're going to have three of the top four teams in Division I, if everything plays out the way, you know, it looks to be, in that tournament. And so, I mean, this league is very deep. But, Coach, I think one of the things we have to do is we have to tip our hat and salute the Buckeyes on their performance the past 2 weeks. Great win against Denver last Saturday and Senior Day at the Shoe. I knew you were there.
Yep.
But then to come back, travel down to Towson on St. Patrick's Day, 3 days rest, and turn around and beat a very good Towson team. And now all of a sudden the Buckeyes, I think they're 7-2 overall. They're undefeated at home. They face a very, very talented and scary Notre Dame team today.
Oh, and there's no question about it. Notre Dame always kind of even though you knew they were going to be good, preseason number two and all, they still kind of sneak up on you. I mean, they don't have the really flashy guys. Kavanaugh's great.
Kavanaugh's very good.
He's a very good player, but he's not a flashy player.
Well, they have a freshman attackman who's pretty smooth as well, too. Yeah.
But then you got Serge, what's his name, Petrovic. He's a solid player. They got a couple of solid guys out there. Wynn's another one that can put the ball in the back of the net. They're solid in a lot of different places, but they're not Syracuse. You know, they're not Syracuse flashy. They're not Hopkins flashy. They just come steadily at you, and I just think that's Kevin Corrigan's character. They just make the right plays. And
well, I think one of the things that Notre Dame has done great over the years is that, you know, they're kind of like Duke in a way. Now, here's the difference, is that Duke's won the championship, but North Carolina, they've been in the Final Four a bunch this decade.
They're always there.
You know, they get there, and that has to do with coaching and, you know, having the head man at the helm for a long time, and Jerry Byrne is, you know, one of the, if not the top assistants in the Division I game. I mean, that's one of those things. I mean, these guys are X's and O's guys. They find the right players for their system, this kids that can do it academically and on the lacrosse field, to be successful. So I think one of the things that's great about this too is that, again, it's the growth of the Midwest. I mean, we talked a few weeks ago to Coach Ablo from Marquette. Now all of a sudden, you know, Notre Dame, they're still in the top three in Division I. In Ohio State, now all of a sudden they're creeping up there. So the growth of the game here in the Midwest is unbelievable.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, speaking of Joe Ablo, we've got a very interesting we've got a very interesting game for them coming up. They go down to play Georgetown, and that's a big conference game, and they're going to jump on, you know, they're going to jump on it real quick. But we're going to run out to the Yabo's Taco Hotline, and we've got on the line Mr. K-18 himself, Kyle Harrison, the leader of the Ohio Machine. Kyle, how are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you came all the way back here from the sunshine out on the coast, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We actually lucked out with the weather here today, though, thus far. I don't want to jinx it, but it's been nice thus far.
Well, Kyle, you brought that weather with you, so that's the way we look at it. So training camp couldn't have started sooner here in Central Ohio.
I love it. I love it.
So how are the guys looking so far? I mean, is everybody back, or we still got some guys that are out doing other things at this point?
You know, all our guys are back. You know, we had some flight issues yesterday because of the weather on the East Coast. So, you know, like Scotty Rogers, I know Holman. We had a couple guys have some weather problems, and so they didn't get in last night. But they'll all be here at about 45 minutes, and they'll be good for team meetings, and then they'll be good for our first practice this afternoon.
All right. Now, this year you guys start with the Lizards, and they've made some changes.
Sure.
They made some big changes.
They sure have.
And to come right out of the chute playing them, you know, what are some of your thoughts about that, or is that not something you're going to worry about? We're just going to play.
You know, man, I think at the end of the day, every team in this league is good, right? There's so much talent at the professional level that, you know, week in, week out, you're going to face a team that has tons of talent on both sides of the ball. So, you know, for us to open up with the Lizards, of course, it's exciting. And, you know, as you mentioned, they made some changes in the offseason, but we kind of got to approach it the same way we approach every other game, which is go out, play our best, and hopefully get out with a win.
Now, Kyle, you guys had a tremendous year last year, your first year with the Machine, coming back into the league after, you know, a little bit of a hiatus. You know, what are some of the things that you're looking for from this year's squad? I mean, I think you guys done really well with the collegiate draft. You picked up the Bitter Boy. But what are some of the things you're going in now with a year under your belt here in Ohio?
You know, well, I'm excited about year two with our offense. You know, if you look at last year, you know, as you just mentioned, it was my first year back in the league, my first year playing with Ohio, Pete Baum's first year playing with Ohio, Tom Schreiber's first year playing professionally, you know, Marcus Holman, his second year. So you look at the guys, we really haven't had all that much time together. And I think, you know, last year we had a pretty nice year offensively, and I think we just scratched the surface of what we're capable of. So this year I'm excited to get back with the same group, continue to develop chemistry, and see what we can do.
So let me ask you this: How are things health wise? I mean, are you all good to go? Because I know last season,
100%.
Good,
100%. You know, last year was tough for me. I had torn my quad, and so I played a lot for the most part with a partially torn quad, but was, you know, still able to move around, still able to be effective. But this year, 100% healthy, so I'm ready to go.
See, Kyle, we got to get Coach on Instagram, because one of the things I've seen on Instagram is that you've gone ahead and got a couple GoPro cameras, and, you know, you're showing us all your plyometric workouts, and you're ready to go, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I think, you know, we're so fortunate that we get to play this game professionally, and, you know, that we get to spend our week preparing, and, you know, you spend all off season thinking about the last game, thinking about the loss. And now we finally get to turn a new chapter and start it back up again. I just can't wait.
Well, you know, one thing I'm excited about, Kyle, is next Sunday we get a chance to line up against each other. I'm going to be coaching the Midwest All-Stars and see if we can't hold you guys to less than 20.
All right. I like it. We need this training camp situation to be as tough for all the offensive guys as possible. So we look forward to that.
Now, Kyle, with this year, it's a little bit different, because here we are, the middle of you know, March here in Columbus, and all of a sudden you're here on training camp, where last year I think you guys kind of came in May. So with the season starting early, you're going to have some guys with other commitments with playing in the indoor league. How's that? Is is a team, do you think, going to change at all? How hard is that going to be as far as, you know, that meshing unit?
Yeah, you know what? We're actually lucky. You know, you look at some of the teams around the league that, have a lot of Canadian players or even a lot of American players that play indoor, and we're not one of them. You know, so the moving the season up by a month and a half really hasn't had much of an effect on us as far as playing actual games go. Now, clearly, in the preseason and training camp time frame, we're going to have some conflicts with guys that have coaching obligations, et cetera, et cetera. But for the most part, when it comes game time, we're going to have our guys.
Excellent. Now, Kyle, I also understand, too, I may be wrong on this, but you recently became a father. Is that correct?
I did. I did. We had our first child.
Congratulations.
I should say we. My wife had our first child March 4th.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Let me switch gears on you a little bit and talk to you about your alma mater, Johns Hopkins.
Sure.
The first first affiliate member of the Big Ten ever in any sport. I'm sure you've had some contact with what's going on back there. It's been a tough season for them early, losing one of their teammates prior to the season getting started and having some tough losses early. But how do you feel about them going forward after?
You know, they're talented, man. You know, and you never can count out Coach Petromalla and his staff. In my opinion, I think that, you know, he's always the most prepared guy in the room. And he'll make sure that the guys continue to fight. And I think at the end of the day, they have a solid senior leadership class down there, and they got some guys that are really pushing the team in the right direction. So as you mentioned, you know, I don't think anyone can ever prepare for the way that Hopkins started their season with losing Jeremy Huber. It was such a tragedy. And again, as a coach, a player, a fan, and there's no way to prepare for that. So I think there's clearly an adjustment period and a mourning period. And again, it's such an interesting dynamic in life, and you know, as you get older, you start to reflect on these things a bit. But when a tragedy like that happens, it's almost uncomfortable just to go back to real life. You know, you want to mourn, and you're not really sure what to do, honestly. So I think the kids are doing the best they can, and I'm proud of them, and proud of their effort. And I think again, with a guy like Coach Petromalla and his staff, they'll be just fine.
Definitely agree with that. There's no doubt about it. We're on the phone with Kyle Harrison from the Ohio Machine. Now, Kyle, some of the things that you're involved in just besides the machine, you got adrenaline going. How's that going out there on the West Coast?
It's great. You know, it's great. I've been a friend of adrenaline for years, just as we've worked together with LXM and different projects on the West Coast. So, you know, it's been nice to officially sign on, you know, as an endorsed athlete there and be able to kind of build a bunch of different things, whether that's from the event space or in the apparel space. So just excited about the opportunity.
You know, one thing, Kyle, I mean, the things you guys are doing with adrenaline on the West Coast and what you guys are doing for lacrosse on the West Coast is showing up big time. I watch a ton of games online, and just about every roster's got one or two kids from California, some kids from Oregon, that type of thing. And I mean, it's, you know, it's really changed. It's really changed.
Yeah. No, we appreciate that. I think, you know, what's so interesting, man, is that on the West Coast, you know, they can play all year, you know. So these kids on the East Coast, when it's you know, like where the guys are having in New York the past couple of days, when it's snowing and it's freezing and you can't go outside, these West Coast kids are playing all year long because it's 65 and sunny all year. So the talent level is just rising and rising. And now it's just a matter of making sure, you know, that we do our job and getting them back to the East Coast before they even get to college, kind of have an experience of what it's going to be like back there. Because I think the one thing we do see with these kids is, as good as they are, going from Southern California to upstate New York is a big culture shock. So
Sure. We
have to, you know, we're talking through internally right now how we do a better job of preparing them for that side of it. Because talent-wise, they've caught up. Now it's a matter of making sure they're comfortable being in those surroundings.
Definitely. Now, you guys today, I know you guys are going to have your meetings, and then you're going to be in a spot. You're going to jump into a little bit of practice from 2 to 6, and then tomorrow kind of wrap things up, and then next week you're back out here.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep. Next week we're back at it. Yep. For I think we play on Saturday, and then we play again on and then I think, as you said, we have the scrimmage on Sunday.
And last night you guys were locally here at a Dairy Queen here in Columbus, and you're very one of the things with the machine, you guys are really involved in the community. How do you feel about that, you know, as somebody who's definitely active and involved in the lacrosse community to kind of have that opportunity to kind of meet some new people, create some bridges and everything?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome, man. That's part of the reason I love doing this. You know, Dairy Queen last night was a lot of fun. You know, for me, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I've done signings at stores before, at Dick's Sporting Goods, specialty stores, but I've never hit a Dairy Queen. So I was kind of interested to see what happened. We had a great crowd come out. It was a lot of fun. And, you know what's so cool about the Ohio Machine is you just have such a loyal fan base. And, you know, we had some older people come through and just say, you know, you guys are our favorite and we have season tickets. And it's cool, man. I meet so many kids that it was a cool dynamic to meet some older folks that have that same feeling and that same passion for the Ohio Machine.
Sure. Any products coming out here, K18?
Yes, a couple limited edition products in the works. I don't want to give away too much, but yes, there will be some pretty cool stuff coming out in 2015.
Well, before we let you go, Kyle, I got to ask you, how's your dad doing?
Oh, I appreciate you asking. That's good. He's good. He is, he's happy to be a grandparent again, and he is coming out west next week for a week to hang out with my daughter, my wife, and I, so we're excited.
Okay, so we're going to get a chance to see him at any of the machine games this summer?
Oh, please. Yeah, he'll be at most of them.
All right.
Come on. You know he wouldn't miss that.
All right.
He'll be there all the time.
All righty. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning, and we're going to let you go so
of
you
course.
Can get prepared for, you know, film room and get ready for practice and
yep.
that kind of thing, and hopefully you'll be with us again before the season's over.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Oil up.
Take care, man. That was Kyle Harrison, midfielder extraordinaire for the Ohio Machine. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk. We're going to jibber-jabber a little lacrosse, just me and the coach, and see if we can't get Tornado to say a word or two.
The road to success in business is often filled with many obstacles, and often as an owner, you're too close to the issues to see the solution. You need another set of eyes to help you find your way. Bagley Consulting Group understands where you are and will listen to find out where you want to go. BCG offers a full suite of business solutions and will take ownership of your concerns from day one. If you need a consultant that won't just hand you a map, but will get on board and navigate the journey, email Bagley Consulting Group at info@thebcgway.com. Bagley Consulting. We make your business work for you.
Stoss Brewing is Delaware, Ohio's first and only brew pub. In a day and age where craft breweries are becoming more and more experimental, Stoss stays true to the beer-making process. Classic styles, true to style, with 12 original beers on tap. Oil up with Stoss Brewing before and after every Ohio Machine game this summer. Located at 31 West Winter Street in Delaware, just blocks from Selby Stadium. Stay up to date on everything Stoss on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Stoss Brewing.
1808 American Bistro prides themselves on offering menu items that meet the highest standards of quality, freshness, and seasonality, serving classic American fare with occasional Southern and Cajun twists. In addition, they have 48 craft beers on draft and a fine selection of wines and spirits. Check them out at 1808AmericanBistro.com for menus and event information.
The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not-so-minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment of promise completed, honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the lacrosse show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus. Or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the lacrosse show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrow Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
pizza, burgers, and fries again? It's time to flip the script and head to Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Yabo's is a sports grill and bar with a twist, excellent craft beers, award-winning margaritas, and a high-end menu featuring the freshest tacos with your choice of fillings like fish, shrimp, and steak. Yabo's serves outstanding burritos, bowls, the cheesiest quesadillas anywhere, and Coach Taylor's favorite, the big sloppy Yabo. Yabo's has three locations, Westerville, Arlington, and Powell. Don't settle for pizza or wings. Flip the script and head to your nearest Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Truly the best place to be for sports.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-5838. That's 1-800-663-5838. 1-800-663-5838.
We are back, and we've got a special guest with us in the studio. We have Jerry Prochko, the owner and innovator of C12 Lacrosse. Jerry, how are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Coach. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you. And things are going well for you, because last year when you came in, you had an old Holy T-shirt on. Now you got this sweet C12 swag you're wearing.
Well, they tell me it's all about the swag, but I think my swag is age appropriate.
I understand what you're saying there. So how are things going over there? Just the top things. Oh, how are they going?
Things are going really, really well for us. We made a commitment last year to attend the FIL, the World Championships, out in Denver. And for a business our size, justifying an expense to go west of the Mississippi to try to establish relationships with dealers is always a task, as we're trying to grow west of the Mississippi. But we made that commitment and got a tremendous amount of exposure for that week that we spent out in Denver. Gave us an opportunity to meet some dealers that we had been building relationships with over the phone. Such as Idaho, Sacramento, California, Texas, and Arizona. And being that those store owners or lacrosse enthusiasts were at the World's Game, we got a chance to meet face-to-face and strengthen that relationship, and we've been able to expand our reach and strengthen our position west of the Mississippi. So it was definitely a worthwhile investment for us.
Now, with C12 Lacrosse, Jerry, talk about some of the things that you guys do as far as with the game, some of the products that, you know, you can get, that people can get from you guys.
Right. So new for us in 2015, we launched, in addition to our Dirty line of lacrosse handles, we introduced the new Sully line. Sully stands for Celebrating After a Goal. Of course, the kids name those. I don't. But what our dealers were telling us is we've done a really, really good job of carving out a niche in the customization side of the lacrosse handle market. But we really needed to push more into the mainstream. The performance and technology was there, but we needed to come up with a handle that was more attractive to that hardcore player that wasn't worried about bling and what their handle looked like, but more of what it performed like. So we came out with a new line called the Sully. And we're really happy to announce that we've just had our third patent issued on the technology in our lacrosse handles. And I'd venture to say we're probably the only ones out there that have that many patents in a lacrosse handle.
That's really good. And one of the things you guys do, too, besides just handles for the individual, you're also doing teams. And you got some college teams out there that are repping C12.
That is correct. We did some work with DePaul when they started up their program. Muskingum brought us on board when they started up their program. Stevens Institute ladies program in New Jersey. We've probably got about a dozen college teams out there right now that we've outfitted with custom handles.
Well, you guys, the other thing you've done is you've added some new staff that have really helped you to grow things really well there.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to be in a position to improve the talent of the people that are working in our organization. In the back office, we hired a former professional hockey player that played a little bit in and out of the hockey professional hockey world, and Charles Harvey. And he's really managing as the material comes out of the plant until it ships to the customer. And then a great addition to our team is our national sales manager, and really does a lot of the marketing work for us, and Zach Brayman. And Zach was a Division I lacrosse player at Bellarmine, and I courted Zach for about a year and a half before I was able to really pull him on board, and the time was right for him, the time was right for us, and we pulled the trigger, and it's been one of the better decisions that I've made in terms of increasing our growth from a growth curve standpoint and an increasing rate.
And you guys aren't a fairly new company. How long have you guys been around for?
We've been commercially selling handles now since 2010, March of 2010. But we really didn't push into the retail space until 2013. So we're really into our third selling cycle, as they would say in the industry, for lacrosse handles.
And are the numbers going straight up, or are we on a gradual climb in terms of who's using it?
Well, we're growing at a very disciplined rate. And what I mean by that is anytime you're starting a new business, a grassroots business, companies don't fail because they're not making money. They fail because they're not managing their cash. And so when I say we've grown at a disciplined rate, as we add dealers, we have to add back office people and front office people, people to make the handles, people to support the customers. So when I say we've grown at a discipline, right, as we expand our dealer base, then we expand our employment base.
For sure. And you can find the C12 shafts locally at the Midwest Lacrosse.
Absolutely. Midwest Lacrosse has done a fantastic job for us. They've got, you know, great, what I would call subject matter experts on the floor, on the gear that they stock in the store. You know, David and Tess and Joey and, of course, Joey Sr.,
mm-hmm.
They just do a great job, and they've been great to us because we're local, and sometimes you need a break and support from your people in your own state to get that kickstart going and help provide some validity and credibility to your product line.
Yeah, and now with our show here, you know, we're broadcasted on the MLL radio network, Laxworm Radio Experience, and also the Lacrosse Network. If I'm in Boston right now and I'm enjoying hearing about your shaft C12, how can I find out a little bit more information on you guys?
Well, a great place to start is our website at c12lax.com. And on our website, which is under construction right now, but it's still workable right now, there's a tab out there called authorized dealers. And if you click on that tab, it'll pop up by state, and you can select, you know, the closest dealer to you or some of the online guys as well.
We are talking with Jerry Prochko, the owner and the innovator of C12 Lacrosse. And Jerry, you mentioned being out at the World Games last year. We got a chance to cross paths out there quite a bit. Especially in the championship game, which was a bit challenging, but we had a lot of fun. There was no question about that. You know, one guy that's using your shafts is my son Aaron. He's been using them and he loves them. And in fact, he stole my lacrosse show shaft to put on his backup stage.
There were lacrosse show shafts?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, must have missed that one, Vince.
Yeah.
We've had Aaron in and out of the office. He and Zach Brayman are good friends, and you know those guys are what I would call social media savvy, and they've helped you know create some video, some shooting video, and to help push out there and grab some traction for us on the social media scene.
And another area where you're grabbing traction is last year you guys sponsored the C12 High School Locally Player of the Week.
Absolutely, and we're very happy to be able to do that again this year.
Wonderful. We're excited to have that, especially with the game starting up this week. And I know you're a big Jerome fan, and any early indications you want to share some things as far as what things are going on over in Celtic land or what?
It's all confidential.
They're
working really hard. You know, Coach Auld has, you know, just he has a program in place, and they're working really, really hard right now. And when you have a program like that, you reload. And you're expecting the sophomores to play like juniors, your juniors to play like seniors, and your upperclassmen need to lead. And I think they've got a great core of players there in all three of those classes that, you know, they're going to be competitive and they'll be fighting there. They'll be there at the end again, I believe.
You know, one thing I want to say to all the coaches that are listening to us today is that we need you guys to participate in the C12 Lacrosse Player of the Week. We need you guys to send us nominees every week. You know, I don't want to have to go dig through newspapers to find a guy or a girl that is worthy of winning the great prize package that Jerry puts together. So we need our coaches to get involved with that.
Definitely, without a doubt. Now, Jay, one of the things that, you know, if you can kind of explain a little bit, what's a technology that goes into making the C12 shaft?
Well, we've set out we have some very, very intelligent, bright chemical engineers. They're PhDs, and they've really been able to take this technology and apply it to the sport of lacrosse. And what I mean by that is, we were the first in the industry to come out with position-specific handles that are engineered for a style of play. We offer an attack, the midfield handle, the LSM close D, and a goalie. And there's myths out there that we like to challenge. And one is, everybody says, I have to have the lightest handle. It's got to be the lightest. Well, we're saying, that's great if you're an attack player. May not necessarily be the right product for you if you're a midfielder. Because what we're seeing from a material science standpoint is that a balanced handle generates faster shot speeds and one that's ultra light that becomes top heavy with a head and a ball on it. But attack players being in tight, they're picking corners more than they are generating maximum shot speed. The other thing with the elimination of the sideline horn, we've seen the more balanced midfield handle has greater impacts when you're playing defense, whether you're checking somebody versus having an ultra light handle that's, you know, more of an irritant than it is having effective checks.
Mm-hmm.
The other myth that we've been working really hard to address is this whole thing about flex and a handle. One of the patents that we had issued is called FMT, which represents flex minimizing technology. As an advanced materials business, we don't believe flex is good in a handle. Okay, for a couple reasons. One, if a handle's flexing, it's not generating faster shot speed. It's actually energy going into flexing that handle that's taking away from your shot speed. It's not like golf or hockey where you're actually loading up and transferring the energy to a golf ball. Mm-hmm. Or in hockey, you hit the ice 2 inches behind the puck and you load that hockey stick up and you transfer it into the puck. Once you put the head in the ball, it's loaded. There's no transfer. So any flex that you have in your handle is actually taking shot speed away. The other part of flex is you don't shoot the same way every time with the same velocity, which is telling you the release point of that ball coming out of the handle is changing based on how flexible the handle is. So your ability to be consistent, picking corners, and being accurate goes down the more flex you have in a handle. Now, if you think about like a figure eight sidearm shot that all the coaches love the kids to take, that handle's not only flexing horizontally, but it's flexing vertically. And we've got high-speed video that shows that. So that there's a torque going on a sidearm shot that if you've got a flexible handle, it's really tough to be able to be that accurate.
Well, Jerry, hold that thought. We're going to jump out of here and take a break. Can you stick around with us?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more technology with Jerry Prochko of C12 Lacrosse.
Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack, midfield LSM, Class D, goalie, and two lady size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse, handle the game. Major League Lacrosse action is back in the Buckeye State, and your Ohio machine is oiled up for 2015. Don't miss any of the hard-hitting, adrenaline-laced action as the machine rocks the competition the only way they know how. Through blood, sweat, and gears, get your tickets now to watch the highest-scoring lacrosse team in the world. Light the lamp all summer long. This is Ohio Machine Lacrosse. We play for each other. We play for the fans. We play for Ohio. It's time to oil up. For tickets, visit theohiomachine.com or call 614-754-1973.
1808 American Bistro prides themselves on offering menu items that meet the highest standards of quality, freshness, and seasonality, serving classic American fare with occasional Southern and Cajun twists. In addition, they have 48 craft beers on draft and a fine selection of wines and spirits. Check them out at 1808AmericanBistro.com for menus and event information.
Pizza, burgers, and fries again. It's time to flip the script and head to Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Yabo's is a sports grill and bar with a twist, excellent craft beers, award-winning margaritas, and a high-end menu featuring the freshest tacos with your choice of fillings like fish, shrimp, and steak. Yabo's serves outstanding burritos, bowls, the cheesiest quesadillas anywhere, and Coach Taylor's favorite, the big sloppy Yabo. Yabo's has three locations, Westerville, Arlington, and Powell. Don't settle for pizza or wings. Flip the script and head to your nearest Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Truly the best place to be for sports.
starts.
The road to success in business is often filled with many obstacles, and often as an owner, you're too close to the issues to see the solution. You need another set of eyes to help you find your way. Bagley Consulting Group understands where you are and will listen to find out where you want to go. BCG offers a full suite of business solutions and will take ownership of your concerns from day one. If you need a consultant that won't just hand you a map, but will get on board and navigate the journey, email Bagley Consulting Group at info@thebcgway.com. Bagley Consulting. We make your business work for you.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
Buying a used car can be really stressful for a first-timer.
Buying a used car can be an ordeal, even for an old pro like me.
This is the biggest purchase I'll make all year, you know?
It's a big purchase, you know.
I just want to be sure about my choice.
I just want to be confident in my choice.
At CarMax, we know everyone wants peace of mind when buying a car. That's why we offer a 5-day money-back guarantee. See store for details. As long as people drive cars, we'll be the best way to buy them. CarMax, start here.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country and protect the things we love. But for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone.
For confidential support, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
And we are back with the Lacrosse Show. I'm Coach Billy Taylor. Sean Ryan's here. And with us is Jerry Prochko, the owner and the crazy man who does C12 lacrosse shafts and talks to us about all this high-tech stuff that goes right over my head. I just want to see kids put the ball in the back of the net. And he's trying to figure out how to do it, you know, stronger, faster, better, whatever. And I'm glad there are people like you, Jerry, because I never could figure that out. I just go out and get old tree bark. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's interesting because if you look at the world of sporting goods, the lacrosse market's lagging behind in terms of advanced materials coming in to enhance performance of the sport.
Correct.
Whether it's racquetball, hockey, golf, tennis, they're all using carbon fiber advanced materials.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still a little bit behind here. We're certainly making great inroads with the technology and its acceptability.
Any thoughts about getting into hockey?
We've cracked molds before looking at hockey sticks, meaning that we've made some hockey sticks. You know, the challenge for us is you've got limited resources. So we've really got to make sure that what we're doing doesn't get diluted by trying to chase too many things.
Right.
So we've really focused. We spent some time in development work on a hockey stick, but then we pulled resources off because we needed to make sure when we launched the Selly line in 2015 that it was perfect, because small companies can't afford mistakes.
Right.
So you have to have a perfect launch, and we were dang near perfect with the new Selly line.
And you talk about, you know, one word that you just used right there, Jerry, that I want to touch on is mistakes. And one of the things I think is great with your product, with the C12 shaft, with your line, is that you guys do have a 12-month guarantee.
That is correct. It's an industry-leading warranty. And I tell parents all the time, those that stroke the checks and open up the wallet, your warranty is an indication of the quality of the product you're going to purchase. Otherwise, we wouldn't be around very long.
Exactly. And out of that, you know, I mean, you guys have been around for a while and everything. One thing I think is special about it is that you're probably not putting out a lot of, you know, as far as getting back a lot of sticks, you know.
Yeah.
But to have that warranty is that nice parachute right there.
Yeah, arguably... And I don't have all the data. I only go by the data sound bites I get from our dealers. The industry operates at somewhere between a 12 to 14% failure rate on lacrosse handles with a 6-month warranty. we're operating at less than 5 with a 12-month. So I'm not here to tell you that any lacrosse handle is unbreakable, but our failure rate is significantly lower than what the industry operates with twice the warranty time frame.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, with your handles is that they can be custom. I think that's something that's really special.
Yeah, the dirty line is still fully customizable. That's the line that we do a lot of team deals with, where we can put school logos on. We can put players' names and numbers and match school colors. So that's been an area that we've really kind of cornered the market with.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Let me ask you this and switch gears and go back to talking about last summer, because I was looking at Sean's jacket, and it just brought to mind the big controversy out there in the World Championships early on.
Wearing an Iroquois coat, by the way.
The Iroquois Nationals.
Yes, exactly.
The Iroquois Nationals their defensemen were using the wooden shafts, and they were getting a little warrior like with those shafts early on, and there was a lot of controversy. What did you think about that?
Well, when you talk about laying the wood,
checking for bone.
Yeah, I was. There was a game that I saw where every second or third check that there was one individual, I can't remember who it was, but he was yard sailing. Every time he threw a check, somebody's stick was falling out of their hands. And you could just see people starting to cringe. I'm not sure that that's a high level type athlete that's using that handle. That's somebody that's been born and bred using a handle and knows how to operate it. You know,
and that's the thing. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but when you know, kids will watch those games and they'll see, one of the founder sticks out there, the Indian sticks, and they're saying to themselves, you know what, I need one, and they want to go in the backyard and they try playing with it and everything. It's a completely different thing.
Absolutely,
and you have to be comfortable. I'm lucky enough where I have two or three sticks like that, and you know, my boys will want to play with it, and I just don't let them pick it up and play with it. And there's certain rules when you have those sticks. And their bylaws. We're not going to get into it with the show because we have both men and women and young boys and young girls listening to our show, but there's certain rules with those sticks. So I think that's one of the things right there that you have to. But I will say with the wooden shaft and everything, there was a great player named Dan Pratt back from the mid-80s in Syracuse history, and he plays with a wooden shaft. And it's one of those things where I remember, you know, having a chance to play against him in summer leagues, and I'd just look over and I'd see him coming over at me, and he had that crooked arrow shaft, and I was like, oh boy, you know, that's one where I go over and I take off the back rocks that I had on, and I'll put on a slash guard because I know that my arms are getting chewed up.
And no question. I mean, I was, Jerry, I was a little put off by the controversy for the sim. I come from a generation that's what we played with. We played with the wooden shafts. By and large, and we were just starting to get into the metal shafts when I was playing, and there weren't a lot of those around. There were a lot of wooden shafts, and I just was, you know, you guys make shafts. I was just wanted to see what you thought about that whole deal. It was pretty interesting. No question, it sure was.
The time it takes to make them, and that's one of the things that, you know, you were talking about the videos and everything, but I mean, that's one of the things is that that's a collector's. You know, it's not one of those things where at the high school level, at the Division I college level, people are going to have that opportunity. Now, Jay, you were, before we went to break, you were talking about the technology with the sticks. And I thought you brought up a good point that, you know, every position needs different weight, different consistency. How much of a feedback do you get when you have a chance to go to Lake Placid, when you have a chance to go to the World Games, getting the players' feedback from different areas? How important is that to you and to C12 lacrosse?
Well, it's huge to get the player feedback, especially at Lake Placid specifically, because if you're familiar with Lake Placid, every 2.5 days you have churn of talent coming in, both men and women from middle school, high school, college, and then the masters. So you can get a tremendous amount of feedback from different demographics of people. But we are always looking for feedback. And the challenge for us sometimes is when you're talking to a 16-year-old kid, he really doesn't care about the technology. Mm-hmm. So it's still got to look cool. It still has to be attractive to them. And there has to be a buzz with it. Because we start talking about patents, I don't think they really care. But we really need to drive towards talking about performance and what it's going to do to improve their game.
Excellent. Now, one of the things, too, is that besides at c12lacrosse.com, we can also find you on Twitter and Facebook.
Absolutely. At c12lacrosse. Our Instagram's been blowing up the last few months thanks to Mr. Brayman. I think when we started, when Zach started with us, we had like 300 followers. I think we're at 2,500 now.
Wow.
And we're getting 300 likes a post, which is, you know, in my world, okay, that sounds good, but in that world that the kids live in, that's
well,
a tremendous
success.
It is,
because it's 300 likes, and, you know, out of that one person who has 800 friends, that half of them don't play lacrosse, and all of a sudden it's jumping on their feet, and it's opening up those doors. And I think that's one of the things that's great about social media, that, you know, it for a company like yourself, I mean, that's the grassroots campaign. It saves money somewhat probably in advertising.
Absolutely,
where you can't.
Absolutely, it does.
I mean, because the thing is that, you know, right now we have U.S. Lacrosse Magazine puts one out monthly. You have Inside Lacrosse, mm-hmm. and then the other thing out of that, you just kind of have the online print media. And so, you know, you need to be in a spot where, you know, to kind of get your name out there. And it's great to hear you guys are making such good inroads in the West, you know, in Idaho, having those local dealers that are, you know, if you're back east, to jump online, look for a local dealer who's carrying you guys, and then also being accessible via Twitter, via Facebook, and also your website as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking to Jerry Prochko of C12 Lacrosse. And Jerry, I just want to thank you. This is the second year you supported the show, and Sean and Vince and I have been trying to grow this brand, and I think what you do and what Joe Healy and Midwest Lacrosse do, you guys are helping us in a huge way. And, you know, we've, you know, thanks to MLL Radio, Lax Worm, and Lacrosse Radio Network, we're getting, you know, our reach is spreading. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, because we want those people to hear about, you know, what you've done and how you've developed C12 and how that's going.
Yeah, thank you. It's really our pleasure. I enjoy it, and you guys do a great job, and it's what I look forward to on Saturday mornings.
Without a doubt. Now, one of the things we touched on earlier is the fact that you guys are going to be sponsoring the High School Athlete of the Week. That is for boys or girls.
Correct.
You know, so that's one of the things. And one of the things you did last year is that you put together a nice little package for them.
Yeah, we put together a nice little care package. We've got and we're going to do the same this year. We put together a nice certificate of recognition. We have a cinch bag, a T-shirt, a lanyard, you know, just some swag stuff that they could, you know, wear along and help us build our brand.
Without a doubt.
Now, one question. Are you guys going to sponsor the C12 radio show host of the week? So we can
Billy, that means that I got about 15 or 16 shafts right now coming my way. Still waiting for the lacrosse show one. I mean, my goodness.
We're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up. This is the Lacrosse Show.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
Are you looking for the fun bunch? They're at Chubby's Sports Bar, 1846 Hard Road in Worthington. Chubby's has some of the best pub food around. Big screens everywhere, the finest in adult beverages mixed right, and the best part is the atmosphere. So if you need a people place to watch the next big game, or just want to unwind after a long day, come to Chubby's. It's where you'll find the fun bunch. Tell Debbie Mr. Bill sent you, and she'll say, so? Open for lunch, dinner, and late night daily. Chubby's, a great American sports bar.
Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack, midfield, LSM, Class D, goalie, and two lady size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse. Handle the game.
Just let me do the job. It won't cost you a dime more than the insurance company's going to pay you. You won't even have to pay the deductible. Trust me.
We're looking for a few bad actors.
The kind that commit insurance fraud.
Know someone that fits the part?
Insurance fraud is a crime, and everyone pays for it, especially the ones who get caught.
If you suspect insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
Just in time for spring grass and weeds, the Home Depot has trimmed the Echo Professional Gas Powered Trimmer by $20 to just $149. So let's power up. With Echo's industry-leading 5-year warranty, powerful engine, and lightweight design, you can cut through the toughest grass, weeds, and weekend yard work in no time at all. Spring all out for less with the Echo Gas Professional Trimmer, just $149. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in continental U.S. only.
The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not so minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment of promise completed, honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the lacrosse show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus. Or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the lacrosse show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
And we are back, and this is the lacrosse show. We've been favored with the guest in studio today, Jerry Prochko of C12 Lacrosse, and they're the C12 Lacrosse High School Player of the Week sponsor. And I'd be remiss if I didn't do this, and because we're going to try to do a show on it later on this month. But I want to say to Coach Bob Shriver down in Baltimore, who's retiring after 35 years at Boys Latin, congratulations on a great job, man. He's given so much to the game, and, you know, I'm looking forward to trying to get Bob Shriver on. Have you been down and talked to anybody in the MIAA about your shafts?
No, have not.
Well, we're going to have to get you down there.
Exactly. And one of the things, too, I think what's great about your shafts, too, is that they are 100% made in the USA.
That is correct. We're really the only manufacturer that makes them here in the States, of lack of better terms, of relevance at the retail level. I mean, there's a couple garage shoppers who are making nice product, ones and twosies out of their garage, but in terms of, you know, going to full-scale production and being at the retail space, yeah, we're very, very proud. And our dealers continue to support that. They come to us with ideas. Hey, when you're packaging, can you make your flag Made in the USA larger? You know, they really, really come with some great ideas.
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. That's really good.
Pride. And, that's the great word. That's the right word.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Coach, we got a big weekend here, you know, as far as with games going on. We touched a little bit on the high school thing. We touched a little bit on Syracuse, North Carolina coming up. Syracuse Duke coming up tomorrow. We touched on Ohio State, and we also touched on that Notre Dame, Ohio State, Notre Dame, which will be played today. That game is on ESPNU.
Right.
And there's a couple other games, I think Virginia, and who else is playing? Virginia, what's that? Who do they got, Coach?
They got Hopkins, and then we've got North Carolina and Maryland, which is a very interesting game because you have the number one offense in the country going against the number one defense.
Yeah, that should be really good. I think, you know, starting to pick out some things, first of all, I think one of the things that's going to be interesting to see is how does Denver respond? You know, they stubbed their toe down in North Carolina. They come out here to Ohio. Now, not a lot of people realize this, is that this game that happened here last week between Denver and Ohio State, this is a rivalry game.
Yep.
And the reason why it's a rivalry game is that these two programs date back 20 years, being in the same conference, a Great Western Lacrosse Association. And so this was a rivalry game a little bit. And for the Ohio State Buckeyes, for their men to do what they did, Coach Myers, his program, you know, on their senior day in the shoe was a great thing. So I think that's something right there that Ohio State is looking to build on. I'm interested to see how Denver kind of responds. Hopkins last week, first half, unbelievable game. Unbelievable game they played. Jumping in and out of zone, from zone to man, slowing things down on the offensive end. But as a young man that I was tweeting with from Maryland said, you know, oh, what do you think about Hopkins? And I said, this is a marathon. People forget that lacrosse, it's not the first to 10. It's not the first quarter. It's not the first 30 minutes. It's a four-quarter game. And when Mr. Mo starts switching sides, you need to burn those timeouts, because I still don't think there's a rule that you get to keep your timeouts for the next game. So that's a little thing out there as far as you know, coaching goes there.
And no doubt about it. And, you know, when watching in Hopkins play, it's a team that's getting better and better. And this week's game against Virginia – a year ago, this would be a must-win for them. Sitting at 4-4, they would need this win, you know, for their resume to get into the tournament. Although it's a big game for them, it's not as big because the conference is coming up now. They're in the Big Ten, and they've got just as good a shot of winning the Big Ten as Ohio State or Maryland. And at the beginning of the season, we weren't talking about Ohio State as a possible winner in the
Big
Ten.
No, we weren't, and they really kind of lit it up. I'm not sold on Virginia. I think Virginia has too many injuries.
Yep.
You know, they have too many holes to kind of fill. Yes, they still got some talented players, but I think that dog is kind of, you know, in the field right now and, you know, licking his wounds. But they're going to come to play. There's no doubt about it. But I think that's one of the things, is that that's not the same Virginia team that played Syracuse,
right.
And this is not the same Hopkins team that started the season.
Right.
And, you know,
and one thing about Virginia, I think they're a little overrated at number 8 because of the injuries and because of defense. If you watch them play, they're still thinking a little bit out there. They're still figuring out what's going on. They're trying to match their slides with the game plan, that kind of thing in their head, and they're not playing as athletically as they need to. It's unlike Syracuse. Syracuse's defense is an extension of their offense. They're trying to start offense from defense and get the ball down the field. I mean, they give up about 8 goals a game, but, you know, they're scoring about 12. So
yeah,
they've got a nice spread there.
A quick shout to the Thompson boy at Albany. I think he had 12 points last week. The week before, he had 10 points. I think he went off the hook last week, something like 4 goals and 12 assists, or, you know, something along those lines. So to see him kind of doing it without, you know, his brother there, I think that's really good. And, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, Albany's one of those teams that is always right there on the crisp. Is this the year that they kind of get through that barrier? And I think that's one of the things. Coach, we touch on D3 a little bit as well, too. The South is still a mess.
Yep.
Cabrini, they're up against RIT in the Carrier Dome last Saturday with a minute 30 left. RIT scores 3 goals, wins the game in a minute 30. 90 seconds, they score 3 goals. So I think that's going to be interesting to kind of see what happens down there in the South.
Right, and, you know, and then they lost in a big way to Salisbury this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Denison's got a huge game today. They're playing Montclair State. They got to win this game if they're going to be relevant in the top 20, getting to the top 15.
10 years ago, that wasn't a big game.
I know. 10 years ago, it was not a big game, but because Montclair State's number 14 or number 15 in the country right now, they need that win.
Exactly.
They definitely need that win. We'd be remiss if we did not mention the little story that's going on up north, Lake Erie. Very young program, but got a Jerome boy between the pipes, Nick Simonetti, and he's leading that team. They're undefeated. They knocked off number 2 in the country, Lemoyne, earlier in the season.
Yeah, you're talking Division II lacrosse.
Division II. And then today they got Limestone, who is number 1. If they can get that one, look out. I mean, because the rest of their schedule after that, it sets up really nicely for them. And that's a big thing after they lost their head coach, who moved on to the University of Indianapolis. And starting that program there that comes online next year in Division II. And their assistant coach took over, and I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. He just took over the program, and they just kept right on moving along. So, you know, kudos to Lake Erie. But we've got some big things going on this week in lacrosse. High school starts. Get out there and see some. Jerome's got Cranbrook coming down, Jerry?
Yep, that's correct, on Wednesday.
Wednesday got Cranbrook coming into town. Thomas Worthington.
One of the Free World members went to Cranbrook.
Okay. So who do you guys open up with?
It's a shot from 8 Mile. It's a movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before.
Yeah, so I remember that scene.
Okay. All right.
Bill Slim Shady called him out on that.
Yes, you did. You went. I'm not going to rap for you people, so. Good stuff. Good stuff. Lax it up, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a lot of fun show. I mean, you know, talking equipment, Jerry. I mean, the last 2 weeks having Joe Healy on and Joe talking about the history of the game around here and what Midwest Lacrosse has done for you guys. Had a big show out there last Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We had an open house there, just an opportunity to, you know, talk to consumers, educate, build brand. And we had one of the Ohio Machine players come out, Eric O'Brien, and was signing autographs, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only downside was Ohio State was playing, so maybe we didn't get quite as much traffic, but we were busy.
All right. Well, listen, we've had a great time today with Jerry. Jerry, we'll talk to you again later on in the season. We're going to get out of here. Go see some lacrosse. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next Saturday on the Lacrosse Show.
One moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking.